Hey there, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Connection Point. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and you may have heard some news recently that Lenovo has surpassed two competitors to capture the number two spot in worldwide PC sales over the span of just two quarters. Ashley Perry, a Lenovo ambassador, joins us for today's episode of Connection Point, and she will tell us what all the excitement is about and why you too should evaluate Lenovo computers. As a Lenovo ambassador, Ashley expresses her passion for technology by educating others about Lenovo products. She'll describe the solid product offerings that led to the achievement of, again, that number two spot and the benefits of choosing Lenovo for users in all roles across your organization. Ashley, good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Very happy to be here with you.
I mentioned it in the intro. Now I'm just going to say congratulations, you, the entire team at Lenovo. It's a big accomplishment to now be the second largest PC company in the world.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are extremely excited about this achievement. Looking back over the last 2 years, it really has been a remarkable run of success for Lenovo. We've been the fastest growing PC company quarter after quarter. We've been consistent in terms of our strategy and the growth that that's propelling, so it's extremely exciting for us. When you take a look at the growth of not only Lenovo, but the other manufacturers out there, you'll notice that our growth is actually substantial if you look at, it in comparison to the other vendors. It's amazing. Year over year, we're looking at about 36% growth. So very excited about it. Onward and upward. We expect it to continue, and it's a very exciting time for Lenovo.
Ever since I got into the world of tech as a reporter and then continuing my role now talking with companies and IT folks, et cetera, one thing I've known about Lenovo is there's a big range of products now. Some organizations, they go with fewer products, but Lenovo has quite that range. High-performance workstations to tablets that are supporting mobility. It's a big push these days. What has Lenovo's strategy been? What's the thinking behind that in offering so many devices for organizations to choose from?
Great question. I think one of the main things that we recognize at Lenovo is that the customer is most important, and of course, one size does not fit all. So when we take a look at some of our customers out there, we recognize the fact that they need different tools to be able to do whatever it is they do better. So more and more products that we can offer for them in these different families, including the ones you mentioned, tablets, notebooks, desktops, workstations, even servers, having a robust portfolio of products within those families is important to us and very important to our customers in how they do their work every day using Lenovo products. So I think one of the things that we do quite well across all of these platforms is that we're consistent when it comes to our strategy of delivering quality, security, and innovative technology. And so you can find that throughout these different families of products. And that's the one thing that remains consistent behind all these products when it comes to Lenovo. We're very committed to, that stability of our strategy when it comes to all these products. Even though our customers have many different unique needs in different areas, we have customers in public sector, healthcare, small, medium business, large enterprise. They all have different needs. And of course, with that comes different budgets and different capabilities of these systems. So we take a look at all of those things and try to create solutions within those families that meet the majority of the needs of our customers so that we have a robust portfolio to offer from.
Hey, Ashley, I want to kind of get your opinion here back to the idea of these features and capabilities. Two-part question here, dissect it how you wish, but your opinion. In the Lenovo products, what are the capabilities, the features that have really contributed to, one, Lenovo's momentum in the marketplace, bringing you to the number two PC maker out there worldwide? And two, how do those features and capabilities then help a majority of our listeners, the IT folks, those organizations, support their end users?
So I think the first part of that question really boils down to kind of what's inside the box. And when you take a look at what we offer, we've got features that are pretty high-end when it comes to the processing power. For example, second-generation Intel Core processors offered on all families of products that we have in the line. So you can expect high-end computing in terms of our partnership with Intel there. We also offer ThinkVantage Technologies, which is a nice software suite that comes with any Think-branded products that offers ways for the IT staff to be able to help solve problems and make PC management easier. So when you take a look at, total cost of ownership across the life of the PC, we're certainly giving you tools that help to save you money through every stage of the system lifecycle. So we've taken a look at, you know, all of the different areas where costs add up in terms of management of the PCs and not just purchase price. And we figured out ways to be able to create savings for our customers in those areas as well. And I think, you know, in terms of how these IT organizations can really maximize these technologies and innovations to help their end users, we try to make it pretty seamless. So when we're providing these types of tools where the IT staff can use them to manage the PCs, we're making it almost transparent or seamless for the end user so that they can just rely on the productivity that they're used to. And this sort of stuff kind of happens behind the scenes and gives the IT staff that manageability, but gives the end user the experience they expect in terms of performance.
Well, and for the end user, I'm going to take a line from some of the marketing that Lenovo has out there. People may have been seeing. It allows the end user to just do, and the IT team not having to interact with the end users so much on the management. They can and themselves do behind the scenes and let us, the employees, just kind of do what our daily work is. Also, the partnership with Intel, you mentioned it early on there. That has been, in my view, an important reason and partnership behind Lenovo's success moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Our partnership with Intel is extremely important in terms of strategy and the fact that both companies, you know, Lenovo and Intel, are committed to offering differentiated platforms. We know that it's important to be able to offer our end users, like you just mentioned, the best possible tool to be able to do what they need to do. And so our ability to create differentiated platforms and offer those at competitive prices really is, you know, refusing to take the status quo approach of, you know, commoditization. I mean, we refuse to look at the PC business as a, you know, a commodity. We understand that we need to be able to be competitive on price, but we think we can do that as a business. We can run smarter as a business and still offer great prices with differentiated platforms. And we've worked very closely with Intel to do that. There's a couple of examples that come to mind. One is one of Intel's technologies called Intel's Turbo Boost, which is available on their second generation Core i processors. And this really allows the end user to be up to 43% more productive when they're running in Turbo Boost mode. But there's one little catch. You have to have thermal headroom on the system. So if the system detects that it's getting too warm, it'll kind of shut down Turbo Boost mode. And that's really smart on Intel's part. But also on Lenovo's part, we partnered with them and said, hey, let's see if we can run our systems cooler. We're known for good thermals throughout the industry. So this is one of the ways where we worked with Intel to be able to provide a cooler system with their second-gen Core i processor that can stay in Turbo Boost mode longer. And that makes that end user, you know, a lot more productive. And this is a really good example of our partnership with Intel there. Another one is taking a look at you know, how the industry is changing, and you're starting to see a more virtualized approach in a lot of areas. So you're starting to see other companies out there maybe think of the PC as sort of a dumbed down client or, again, a commodity. We don't look at it that way because we know that the end user has come to expect a certain level of productivity from their machine. So there has to be a way to be able to provide that same experience with, you know, the capability of virtualizing the experience as well. So we worked very closely, again, with Intel in this regard with their second-gen Core i processor chipset and figured out a way to be able to make the attributes of the machine matter to the cloud. So, again, really innovative approach when it comes to our partnership and looking at the PC business differently than some of the other vendors out there.
No, absolutely. I appreciate the insights there. Those are good examples and a nice showing of that partnership. Ashley, before I let you go today, kind of want to wrap up, maybe get a thought or two from you. Someone's looking for a PC vendor. Maybe they didn't use Lenovo last time, but they're on a refresh mission. They're looking out there. What are the things that you should be on their, you know, top list when they're talking to vendors as to why they ultimately would pick one vendor over another?
So I think one of the things that's, you know, made us strong to the point where we're at today and helped kind of propel us into that, you know, second largest PC company out there worldwide is the design and engineering that goes into the systems. We really take a very careful approach when it comes to design and the engineering that goes into the systems, because we know that it's important in terms of longevity of the system, the performance of the system, some of the examples we talked about a little bit ago, also the maintenance costs, and that end-user experience. All those things are directly tied to the design and engineering that goes behind these systems. So I think when you're looking for, you know, a PC company out there that's dedicated to that, you won't find one that's more dedicated than Lenovo. We actually do have the highest R&D to revenue ratio of any PC company in the industry. So one of the things I think is most important is exactly that, design engineering behind these products. Also, the breadth of offerings we talked about at the beginning, you know, something for everyone. So we don't take an approach where we look at it, you know, and say one size fits all. We understand there's different form factors, there are different levels of technology, and different needs out there. So nice breadth of offerings. And then these partnerships that are so important, like we talked about with Intel and Microsoft and others out there, where we can work together to be able to create better systems for our customers. And ultimately, you know, that's what we're looking to do. So I think you can count on Lenovo to be committed to these things. We've been committed to them as we've seen the significant growth that we've seen over the last 2 years. And we have no question when it comes to our strategy about whether or not we're going to continue to be committed to these things. We really believe they're what helped us to get to this point and what, you know, help us to deliver the products our customers want. So I think going forward, you'll continue to see us be committed to these things that really do make a difference and add up to, you know, a big differentiator altogether for our customers when they're choosing a vendor.
Hey, Ashley, as always, I enjoyed the conversation with you here today on Connection Point.
Thank you so much.
And for our listeners, if you do want more information on Lenovo PCs powered by the second generation Intel Core vPro processor family and services to help you with system deployment, view our webcast. You can find it at www.pcconnection.com/ylenovo. You can also learn more over at govconnection.com, or you can contact your account management and team. 1-800-800-0019 is a phone number you can use. You can also email, simple enough, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up another edition of Connection Point.